Please speak about sense consciousness and how the release of attachment is achieved. Well, I mean, it's through sense consciousness that we experience things. It's through sense consciousness that we get deluded by things. Again, this ties into vipassana in the sense of insight. And it's through the knowledge of the senses and seeing clearly their nature that we experience them. Because just the way that sense consciousness works, it's always going to be... one's going to experience it or in conjunction with a pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, and neutral feeling. And we tend to, if we don't experience it clearly, if we don't see through it, then we tend to bite the bait of the pleasant or the unpleasant, or get confused or bored by the neutral. And so then it's just the release of attachment is seen through the clear understanding the nature of our experience. Well, this is how it works. This is how it is. Can't be any other way. And one is willing to release, one's willing to let go. Ajahn Chah once said, Dhamma practice is not difficult. There's only two things you need to do, know and let go. which is easy to say, or easy for him to say, but it does sort of, because oftentimes we tend to get into these convoluted machinations of trying to figure everything out and get everything labeled properly and get it all in a nice neat row, but in the end, all we need to do is know it clearly and not cling, not grasp, not react to the sense contact of what is pleasant, what is unpleasant, what is neutral, and of course that's not easy. But it's when we see more and more clearly that every time we bite that hook, we're caught and it hurts, and tying it into the one of the early questions, that's also the root of compassion, because it's when you see that this is what we have been doing, and this is what the whole world has been doing, and this is what binds people to suffering, binds beings to dukkha, and truly worthy of compassion. And so it's that seeing clearly and being willing to understand, it's sort of understanding process. It's really paying attention to the process of of how does this process work of desire and attachment? How does the process of attachment and clinging? How does that work? How is the process of letting go and relinquishing? How does that work? So it's paying attention to the process, and as we study that, we learn that, we pay attention to that, and penetrate it more and more deeply, then release and relinquishment become the natural response.